Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. The Apostle Peter starts the chapter talking about the faith that we have now as believers. He calls it precious faith. Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who, through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, have received a faith as precious as ours. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 1. And then he talks about the nature of the promises given to those with the precious faith. As we read in the title verse, very great and precious promises. So we must not consider the promises given to us as believers to be trivial. They are very great and precious. Through them, we can participate in the divine nature, thus escaping the corruption in the world. The Apostle states that the corruption in the world is due to evil desires. If you do not hold fast to the promises, we don't partake of the divine nature and fall prey to evil desires of the world. This can either cause spiritual stagnation or destruction. Many believers are ineffective and unproductive because they care not to add certain qualities to the precious faith that they have received. Regarding this, Peter elaborates, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 5 to 8. Oh my, is this so important? Read Peter's exhortation and conclusion. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fail, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 10 and 11. A rich welcome awaits us provided we obey these words of exhortation. May the Lord help us all to make our calling and election sure. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.